This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. HBO has begun a six-part miniseries about a long-running movement in America, Fair Housing, how best to integrate communities and stop discrimination when it comes to where people live. The show's called Show Me a Hero, and it's a dramatization of what happened in Yonkers, just up from New York City, when a federal judge in the 1980s ordered Yonkers to put in low-income housing as the law required, provoking ferocious opposition. The showrunner for Show Me a Hero is the guy who did The Wire about Baltimore and Tremé about New Orleans, David Simon, whom I reached at his office in Baltimore. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let me try this out on you. You are, in addition to everything else, I would say a designer who figures out engaging ways to explore public policy issues. Is that fair for me to describe you like that?
It's okay with me, because the other description I would come up with is a dysfunctional television producer, which, you know, HBO is sort of a big tent. Maybe in some sense I'm subsidized by things like Game of Thrones or The Sopranos and, you know, the things that are the big ticket items. I sort of add to the sense of what that network is, and maybe that's why they've kept me around. But, you know, on Monday mornings when the numbers come in, I'm always a little bit amazed that I still have a gig.
As you say, the goal could be to have a big audience number, but the goal could also be to somehow influence the national discussion on big issues such as affordable housing in America.
Yeah, or hypersegregation or the inability to govern. Everyone wants to say that the Yonkers case, which is what this miniseries was about social engineering by some activist judge. But the truth is, we live apart, poor and rich, and we live apart by race as a matter of design, as a matter of government fiat going back to the 1930s. So not only is it hard to find affordable housing for people who don't have the means, God forbid they cross some sort of racial or class boundary geographically, and all hell breaks loose.
Now, I've only seen one and two of six parts so far. A lot of those townspeople depicted on the show, up in arms about affordable housing getting built near them, I don't know, are coming off as villains. I get that there are four more parts, but is that how you see the rabble-rousing citizens of Yonkers back then, villains?
I do see, and we do give those people a chance to vocalize what their true fears were, and their fears were rooted in a historical reality, which was this. Housing policies in the 50s, 60s, and 70s stacked the poor. That helped to create intensely dysfunctional ghettos. They remembered the immediate past, and they said, we don't want that here. But the truth is, nobody was listening to the fact that what was being planned was, you know, when you drop only a few units into one neighborhood and a few units into another, and you actually try to do something that is desegregation without destabilizing neighborhoods, it works. And, you know, yes, Yonkers is no longer 80% white, but it's not supposed to be. The New York area is 44% people of color.
Now, before we wrapped, I also asked him if that was really the famous British actor Alfred Molina he has sitting up there on the Yonkers City Council.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, he is so much Hank Spallone at this point that, you know, if I can spin him off into a half hour show, you know, Hank Spallone mayor, he nailed it right down to the toothpick, didn't he?
David Simon, showrunner for the new HBO miniseries Show Me a Hero. You may also know his work on Homicide: Life on the Street, Tremé, The Wire, and back a few years as a crime reporter for the Baltimore Sun. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report.